Now, if the news these days sounds more than a little surreal, I've got the perfect segue for the moment.
Welcome to Twin Peaks. My name is Margaret Lanterman. I am known as the Log Lady.
That's from the original Twin Peaks, and now the series is back on television after 26 years. Full disclosure here, I've never actually seen the show, but superfan Natalia Antonova filled me in.
She's basically, you know, crazy log lady whom you're not supposed to take seriously at first, and you're just thinking, you know, what is this?
Can you see through human skin?
But she's the key to the entire show, and she's always talking about how, you know, the world is not what it seems.
There are things in life that exist, and yet our eyes cannot see them.
Natalia is a journalist based in Moscow. She says that sense of dislocation resonated with her and others living in the former Soviet Union in the early 1990s.
You know how everybody in Twin Peaks is, walking around smiling and everything seems to be fine, but underneath there is this current of darkness. And I feel like that current of darkness was brought to the surface in the former Soviet Union when it all came crashing down.
The show gained a cult following in the former Soviet Union, and Natalia got swept up in it.
I was a very small child who had no business watching it whatsoever. This was the early 90s. And it immediately became very big. I think part of the reason was that the oddness, the weird behavior of the people on the show, it really appealed to people whose entire way of life had just fallen away. The world itself was very strange in early 1990s, Ukraine and Russia. And I think there's a psychological appeal, therefore, of the show to those people and that time.
Is there a certain Russian sensibility to Twin Peaks?
I don't know. The strangeness, the weird tone of the show when everything's just a little bit off and you don't know why, but it's just a tiny bit off. That has actually come to characterize the years under Putin for me. Because there's that same strange unreality. You see it on TV. You see it in the way that officials praise Putin a little bit too eagerly. Just as some characters, for example, on Twin Peaks are also a little bit too eager. And it's kind of creepy, but you can't quite put your finger on it as to why.
By the same token, I am told, once again, because I've never seen it, that the show was also quintessentially American. There was that running theme about cherry pie and coffee at a diner.
You know, this is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
Natalia, what did you make of that in the Soviet Union, these kind of like Norman Rockwell slices of Americana?
It made me very curious about whether or not cherry pie tasted differently in America than it did back home, obviously. And then, I moved to America and I had to try it. The brilliance of David Lynch is that he also showed us that this cherry pie could be a little bit poisonous.
They got a cherry pie there that'll kill you.
It's odd to think about it now, you know, what a strange, screwed up child I was. But I really related to that because I already knew how beautiful and appealing things could potentially be poisonous. You know what I mean? And I think I really related to danger in those years because I was living in a very dangerous environment in Ukraine, a very frightening and traumatizing environment.
What was traumatizing?
Well, life in post-Soviet Ukraine was basically very chaotic. There was lots of crime. There was little you could do to protect yourself from it. So my parents set a business, and the mob kept trying to take it over, and my parents kept fighting it, and then eventually they gave up. And that came with a lot of trauma for me. Like, I was attacked in an elevator once by these people trying to send a message to my father. I was also spending a lot of time on my own in an environment where little girls could be violently attacked for other reasons. I mean, I lived through some really scary stuff. My father told me many years later, like by the time I was 9, he was just looking at me. He was observing me and he was thinking like, my daughter will never recover. We have to leave now before it gets too bad. And I guess that's the other thing about Twin Peaks that so appeals to you, right? Because it's a lot of it is about traumatized children. You know, Laura Palmer, as we find out, was an extremely traumatized, lonely child. And boy, did I relate to that.
Let me get personal for a second, Natalia. I know you're feeling the darkness of covering what can be through the looking glass of Russia and maybe relocating to the U.S. Has Russia kind of become Twin Peaks?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it kind of has. That same fear and dread that I felt as a little girl in Ukraine, I feel that now in Russia.
What is the source of the fear and the dread?
You know, it's everything, really. It's, I feel like the bad guys have won, and I think everybody knows it. I think even the bad guys themselves know themselves to be bad, but kind of don't care. I can give you the perfect example. There was a huge, devastating storm in Moscow just a few days ago.
Gale force winds lashed the Russian capital. Several people have been crushed to death. Dozens of others have been injured.
And this is central Moscow. This is downtown Moscow. And there's people buried under trees in Neskuchny Garden, which is adjacent to Gorky Park. And nobody knew to help them out. Just the fact that, you know, these people weren't being rescued, it's a nightmare. But the other nightmare is that officials are, you know, in complete denial about this. I don't think anybody's even getting fired over a catastrophic failure. And then you have all these other people who are so used to their officials not even caring about their own lives that they're going, well, you know, if a tree's going to fall on you, a tree's going to fall on you. Like, it's fate. And I'm sitting here going, okay, guys, honestly, you should ask for more. You should be demanding more. And they just won't do it because they're too used to all this senseless death being around them. But it's stuff like this that really makes you think that it's time to get out.
Well, before moving to the U.S., you might want to Google Hurricane Katrina or Superstorm Sandy.
Oh, no, I remember all that. But I feel like Americans, you know, when something like this happens, Americans get angry about it. And we say, what on earth just happened? And I feel like in Russia, with the fatalism of it all, like, that's the part I can't handle.
Natalia, one more question. Who killed Laura Palmer?
I can give you an oblique. I mean, the answer is it's not just one person or entity. That's what I will tell you.
Oh, my God. It's like the riddle of the Sphinx.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. I'm telling you.
Natalia Antonova, always great to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Natalia is based in Moscow, and she was telling us why the original Twin Peaks TV series was so popular in the old Soviet Union.